The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Thursday edition. A fine guest has joined me here in the Civic Media Studios, Madison, Wisconsin. He is Sage Weil, CEO of Civic Media. Sage, welcome to your studio, man. How you doing?
Hey, Sage. I'm good. Good to be here.
Sage, a big disclosure made by Civic Media today, and the accusation leveled at the Biden campaign is effectively they asked that the Joe Biden interview with Earl Ingram, recorded on July 3rd, played on July 4th. They asked for edits after the interview edits. And this is not common practice. So, you know, the old question, what do you know and when did you know it, Sage?
I learned about the situation late on Monday night. My first priority was to figure out what had actually happened, to verify the facts, find out what had taken place, and then secondly, to ensure that we could ensure that this didn't happen again in the future.
So let's verify the facts. What are the facts, or what happened?
My understanding is that after the interview, there was a phone call, and the request was made to remove two portions of the interview.
And who made the request?
I am not sure exactly who it was.
Is that
from the campaign?
May I identify the campaign person?
I don't know who it
Jacqueline was. Harris is alleged to be the person that made the request that the edits be changed.
I can't speak to that, but sure.
Fair enough. She is the Black radio outreach director for the Joe Biden campaign. So that is my understanding. Sage, so you found out on July 8th. Why is the disclosure happening on July 11th?
Again, my first priority was to verify I understood the facts, what had happened, who knew what when, and then to ensure that we could make sure this type of thing didn't happen again in the future. And so we have taken that time both to formulate a response, gather the original audio, and to draft a internal policy to ensure that everyone across the Civic Media organization understands what the expectations are for these types of interviews going forward.
Sage, obviously it's hard to extricate Civic Media from this story. You're the CEO thereof. But the story is really about what the Biden campaign did. Was there any concern about the vulnerability of this candidate? Obviously, he's been teetering on the brink. There have been lots of calls for Joe Biden to step down as a candidate. The whole premise behind the interview with Earl Ingram was the disastrous debate performance the prior Thursday night, and the first interview in the nation after the debate was orchestrated, and now we find out edited. So was there any concern? Did the candidate ever factor into any of the thought process or decisions made by Civic Media?
It certainly did in with respect to this being important information that needs to be shared with the public. But I reiterate, my primary concern was making sure that we understood that we had the facts and we had the facts straight, and that we, as an organization, were appropriately taking steps to ensure that this didn't happen again.
No,
our goal was not to interject ourselves in the news cycle, nor is it to delay and to bury. We just needed to make sure we had our ducks in a row, and here we are.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We've got a fine guest. He is Sage Weil, the CEO of Civic Media. A large disclosure made today by Civic Media, sort of call them malarkey on itself, and the Biden campaign. What is being stated is the Biden campaign asked for post-interview edits. This was not disclosed to the audience. This interview was played sequentially as if it was the entirety of the interview. And you found out on Monday night, your company has now made disclosure. And as I pointed out to you, Sage, this is it's traveling. So a question asked by the audience on the text line. Was it the Biden campaign? Was it Civic Media? Or was it a third outside party that motivated this disclosure?
There was never any question that this was going to be disclosed once we discovered what had happened. We just wanted to make sure that that disclosure was responsible and appropriate, and that we could share not only what had happened, but what our response to it would be. Because not only is the credibility of the Biden campaign on the line here, but the credibility of Civic Media is as well.
Yeah, good point. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocate, Sage Weil, CEO of Civic Media. Sage, I got to tell you, I appreciate you and the staff and addressing this head on. When I got wind of this, I got kind of sick to my stomach, because it just didn't feel right, you know, to have something like that happen, have a campaign. I mean, we've been, Rudy and I have been doing radio a long time. It's never happened before. And again, knowing that the stakes are high, and you know, certainly I'm looking for a Democratic leader. I'm not looking for another Trump administration. And knowing that the risks are there, and stepping up and taking responsibility and standing with the staff, Earl Ingram and the production crew, you say you stand with them, that Earl's a very important voice with Civic Media. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure, and I appreciate your comments. Yeah, I view this as a organizational failure. We're a new organization. Civic Media is only a couple years out of the gate here. And we simply didn't have the experience with this caliber of interview. And the team on the ground didn't know what to expect or what was appropriate. And there is no malfeasance or bad faith on the part of the team there. They simply responded to requests in the moment under time pressure as they saw it most appropriate. And it was only later when this sort of information reached other parts of the organization that we realized that we had a problem. But I view this as a, you know, you never let a good crisis go to waste. As they say, this is an opportunity for us as an organization to grow. Yeah. And it spurred two efforts internally. One was that we were already in the midst of formulating our written standards for the news department. And those were nearly finished. We took this opportunity to complete those. And we're in the midst of formulating a second set of standards that cover all of our other content creation, including the opinion talk radio programs like the Earl Ingram Show.
Sage, why draw a distinction between the talk shows, which, as far as I can tell, and I can only speak for the one we produce here, they're still predicated on journalistic principles, starting with truth and transparency.
Yes, absolutely. And those are core values, core tenets of what Civic Media exists for and what we are all about. The difference is that the news department is primarily concerned with reporting fact, and there are a higher higher degree of requirements and standards in terms of how information is gathered and how it's reported, consistent with, you know, the principles of the journalistic profession. The rest of the content, the opinion content, is opinion. It isn't necessarily there. You're free to speculate. You're free to express opinion. You know this more than anyone. Now that the challenge
more so is, Dom than I. But yes. Continue, Sage.
The challenge is when you have an interview of this caliber, of this profile, where there is an audience expectation that journalistic standards will be applied, even though it isn't strictly a news program. Like if Terry Bell were conducting this interview with President Biden, this wouldn't have come up because he's a trained journalist, and he's approaching this as a news professional. Whereas on an opinion radio program, it's less clear whether those and when those standards apply.
I'm not trying to give any excuses, but it was sort of the perfect storm in terms of timing. My understanding, Sage, you had been out of the office for a couple of weeks on vacation. This was going in, the 3rd of July. This was not a normal checks and balance staffing circumstance, was it? Or do I misconstrue?
That is true. Yes.
Now that it's out there and, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. What would you like to say from this experience, from the perspective of civic media? What would you like those that perceive this organization, those that work in this organization, and those that have time brokerage agreements with this organization, Sage, how should they perceive the reactions of you and civic media?
I would encourage our listeners to take this opportunity to reflect on the mission of civic media and the principles that underlie what it is that we are doing, and look primarily at our response to the situation and not to the actions of individuals in the moment when in the absence of other guidance.
And if I understood correctly, there will be no terminations from civic media predicated on either the scripted or the edited nature of the interview with Earl Ingram.
That is absolutely correct. Yes. We stand by our team.
Sage, I think it says a lot about you and the civic media and the character addressing this head on. Again, I do appreciate that. And we all move forward. I want to get your sense in the last minute here or so of the campaign and what where they stand in this thing. You got an opinion on that?
I certainly have opinions. I don't think this is an appropriate moment for me to share them. They're not relevant to this particular issue.
So if another campaign comes and asks and requests this kind of thing to be done, they'll be told no?
Certainly. If somebody, yes, if there is an interview and then they're requested at us afterwards, we certainly would not honor those requests. That goes without saying.
How about the scripted nature of the questions asked?
I think the same applies to the manner in which the topics were selected and the questions were provided. Absolutely.
Sage Weil, CEO of Civic Media. I know you got lots of media requests. Lots of people want a piece of your ass today, sir. So we'll let you step out. Appreciate your time. Come back. You can react. 844-967-2789.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sage.
Thanks, Sage.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
And we are back from the 420 break. Listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Some say the greatest radio show ever, and you could be a part. 844-967-2789. Talk or text. They both work.
Thank you to our most recent guest, Sage Weil, the CEO of Civic Media. And in the spirit of total transparent disclosure, my former partner, I am not currently associated in any way, shape, or form with Civic Media, except through a time brokerage agreement that we have here to produce the Devil's Advocates radio show. And today I feel like that distinction needs to be made. I would also point out, while I think we just performed a fair interview, I don't have the normal journalistic distance from this story that we might if we're reporting something out of the Washington Post. I mean, this happened to our friends.
It's a little personal. Yeah, man.
It felt a little personal. It feels a little personal. So I did shake Sage's hand. I told him I perceived that he had done the right thing. For whatever that's worth, that's Crudy's opinion. Sage did the right thing, mostly by appearing on the greatest radio show ever. That always puts me in a better mood. But that was not, just for the sake of conversation, Dom, a orchestrated, scripted interview any way, shape, or form. And in fact, I would point out, since I've departed Civic Media, I can't think of any social occasions where we're not friends. And I don't say that to be a jerk. I'm just saying this was not a friendly interview. We are not friends. We are former business colleagues. And he made a big admission on behalf of his company. I wish it was a little quicker, but the right thing. He did the right thing. It wasn't the Fox News Bureau. It wasn't Dan Bice dropping this story. It was no one forced Civic Media to tell this story upon themselves. But quite frankly, the story shouldn't be about Civic Media. The story is about the Biden campaign's ask. And what did the Biden campaign ask, according to Civic Media? They asked that the Earl Ingram interview conducted with President Joe Biden, the first interview in the nation after the disastrous debate performance the prior Thursday, was not only scripted, orchestrated, but also edited after the fact. So, you may be wondering, what they cut out? What they take out of this interview?
Let's hear it. I want to hear it.
We do have sound from what was removed from this interview. And Civic Media did share this with the world, and it's spreading around the world right now, Dom. This is a big story. Don't be shocked if, when Joe Biden has his first press conference in 8 months, about an hour from now, and we intend to play this during the Devil's Advocate show as much as we have time to play. But when Joe Biden does that press conference, don't be shocked if he's asked, did your campaign request after-the-fact edits? And Joe can say, I don't know. But the answer is, yes, you did. Yes, they did. So some eager beaver might have been acting, trying to protect the boss. But that's an extension of the Biden campaign.
I mean, period.
And the question that was trying to be alleviated was whether or not Joe was vigorous enough, whether or not Joe could string together a series of coherent statements, because it didn't look so good on the debate stage. So when you do an interview and they script the questions and they scripted the answers, so clearly Joe's reading off a script when he's answering Earl's questions. How do I know? Because he blew through the stop sign and kept reading the answer, not just for question number one, but also for question number two. And how do I know that?
That had been answered, or question had not been asked.
He answered the question before Earl had the opportunity to ask it. That was a little cringy when I heard it. I'm like, what? How does that happen? And then to find out that it was edited after the fact, Civic Media dropping a press release calling malarkey on itself, if you will. And oh, it's the Biden campaign covering up the incompetence of Joe Biden. That's the way Fox News is reporting this at this moment. The world is reporting it because it is an important story. And you've got a candidate teetering on the brink of viability. And now it's out there, folks. 844-967-2789. One more in the pile for Joe to overcome if he's able. It may all start today with the press conference, or could be the last day of his presidential campaign. Never can tell. That's why you tune in to the Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, welcome to the party. What you got for us, Paul?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon to Dom and crew. First of all, thanks for what you guys do, because you try to get the truth out there. And in today's society, there's a lot to be said about that. Joe's been an awesome president, at least I think so. And number one thing was infrastructure. You're fixing up your country, and that's a big deal. Put a lot of people to work. That being said, all around, I think he's been a good president. That being said, his campaign crew, or whoever you want to say they are not doing a good job on Joe's health. For me, this changes day to day. And even if he does good tonight or this afternoon in front of the world, I'm still wondering, does he come and go with this? Now, I've said before, there's no way, no how I'm voting for Trump, because he's so god awful. And he would, I think it's really funny, Dom's terms, burn it down. I really feel he would. What is your two guys' gut feeling? Is this the campaign making this look worse than what it is? Or is Joe really having serious problems? Because if he is, I do not see a problem with Kamala Harris. Thank you, boys.
Well, I have no problem with a very capable former senator, former attorney general, Vice President Kamala Harris. If she's the top of the ticket, I got no qualms. I think this campaign has been managing Joe since the 2020, right? What was the accusation? Let him out of the basement, put him on the campaign trail. Well, it's a pandemic. We can't do that. But there have been questions about his ability, his vigor for years. And it's not getting better. And each and every day, each and every test like this 5:30 Central Time press conference, nothing ever makes the narrative go away. But if he ever trips on a stage, falls off a stage,
and
misspeaks.
He was giving away a medal at NATO the other day, and he put it on the guy. And I was just thinking, God, I hope you can, you know, manage your fingers. Don't drop the medal. You know what I mean? This little PTSD from that debate, man.
We'll play the sound edited from the Biden interview. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the facts of life.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's a What Did You Know and When Did You Know It Thursday edition. Dom, the president of the United States, Joe Biden, to give a press conference at NATO about 1 hour from now. We will take it live. We're doing it live. You can join us, 844-967-2789. Today was supposed to be a happy day, Dom. The sentencing of Donald J. Trump.
Supposed to get his sentence, his jail sentence, his house arrest, his ankle bracelet, something.
Damn it.
No, not today. Not today.
The only good headline I've seen all day, the New York Times finally got around to writing a "He's dangerous" editorial about Donald Trump. How many?
Oh, wow.
How many canceled subscriptions do you think there had been from the New York Times saying Joe Biden must step down without acknowledging Donald Trump's unfitness for the office?
Everybody sucks.
844.
Everything is effed. It's like a Limp Bizkit song around here, man.
844-967-2789. Bill from Oconomowoc did it all for the nookie, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, I think I'm gonna withdraw from this whole election because I cannot believe what I'm hearing. We've got a convicted felon and a feeble old man. That's our two choices. Well, it seems to me the feeble old man is not as dangerous as the convicted felon with 34 counts, with 26 sexual assaults. But everybody runs away from that subject. I think I'm finished. I can't handle it anymore. You're getting a given. If there was a sticker that said feeble or felon, your choice, 2024. Come on, people. What is wrong with you? Why? Tell me. I'm going to hang up.
Let me tell you, Bill, before you hang up.
Bill, man, could there, between the lines, buddy.
Could there be an option number C? Could there be a candidate Kamala Harris between now and the DNC convention? Could you see the replacement of Biden on the ticket? I mean, they've seen the polling. They're starting to poll Harris, and I'm talking about the Biden campaign, Bill. It's not the old man versus the criminal. It could be the vibrant former attorney general versus the criminal. I'd like to see her prosecute the guy in the next debate. What about that idea, Bill?
Well, I'll tell you, if you watch her drill Brett Kavanaugh and Bill Barr, you know why the Republicans are terrified of her. She's got more teeth than Biden ever has, and we're not talking about his false ones. We're talking about that woman is a tiger. And if she's president, yeah, I'm all in. But this nonsense of avoiding Trump and not talking about the convicted criminal and why, we've never had a convicted criminal ever in the history. All his entourage, they're all in jail.
Bill,
we can't get a dime for a sandwich.
Here's the good news, Bill.
Go ahead.
Next week is the RNC. We'll be doing nothing but talking Project 2025 and the unfitness of Donald Trump to serve and the cravenness of every Republican that kisses his ass and kisses his ring. And I'm looking at you, Huckabee. I'm looking at the entire Republican Party. They have sold their soul, and they didn't even get some rock and roll, Bill.
You're right. In fact, I hope you do a remote from the RNC.
What do you think we do around here, Bill? The party coming to Milwaukee. You don't think we're going to the RNC? We'll be at the RNC. But we'll broadcast from outside the RNC and pee inward. That's our plan.
That's, yes. Thank you for clarifying. Thank you for the call, Bill. Keep it real, brother. Keep it between the lines. It'll all work out. Keep trying. 844-967-2789. Troy from Mount Horeb. You are up. Welcome, Troy. What do you got for us?
Hey, Troy.
Well, the cover-up is worse than the crime, usually. And in this case, that's true.
And what's the crime in the cover-up here, Troy? You talking about the civic media disclosure?
The cover-up's the editing.
Yeah.
No. The cover-up's the editing. You know, they're asking. I'm not blaming Earl. Don't get me wrong.
Earl doesn't know how to edit, I assure you, Troy. Earl did no editing.
Well, or his people. I'm blaming the campaign. You know, they tried to cover up what was just a few mistakes, which would have been the quote-unquote crime in this case. And, you can't make him look perfect. And I don't know.
I tell you what, Troy, let's play the edited sound from the interview between Joe Biden and Earl Ingram. And there have been texters that say this is insignificant. These edits requested by the campaign, no big deal. And I would then ask as a follow-up, then why did they request edits? That is not a normal practice in political interviews. I have never had the request made in 15 years, and we've had as many as 6 or 8 interview guests in a single day. Never, none of them have ever asked us to edit in an interview. And occasionally we've done a few pre-records. Never been asked. Never been asked. The Biden campaign asked, and it was granted, not by my pal Earl, because Earl can't edit. But someone edited the tape at the bequest of the Biden campaign. And I don't see any crime here per se. I mean, it's a pretty major journalistic faux pas. There's no crime per se. But civic media had to basically tell on itself a week later for what. Whatever that's worth.
Well, let's. We got Rich. Are we ready?
We've got the sound. We know what was edited, and you can determine if you think that this is consequential. The edits requested by the Biden campaign. I think the fact that they requested edits is the big deal.
Right. The fact they even asked. Yes.
That's the big deal. What they asked
after providing the questions. Yes.
You be the judge. You the fair audience. You be the judge. Rich, let's play the first part edited. Now, this came about 5 minutes into the interview with Earl Ingram and President Joe Biden at 5:20. The removal of this was removed from the record. Play it.
In addition to that, I have more blacks in my administration than any other president, all of the presidents combined, and major positions. Cabinet positions.
That was the first deleted statement. I mean, that's not a word. That's about 2 sentences worth of words. Now, I don't know what they found objectionable. Perhaps it is factually inaccurate. Maybe there are more black cabinet members under Obama's administration. I'm not sure why they wanted to take it out, unless it's the fact that Joe said, I got more blacks in my administration, more in my cabinet, and they didn't like the word choice. I can't explain it otherwise. The second edit makes a little more sense, at least if you think that they might have been motivated to make Joe sound better. Let's play it for the people. This was 14 minutes and 15 seconds into the interview in a reference to Donald Trump's call for the death penalty for the Central Park Five. They were five people in New York City wrongly accused. I mean, Trump bought billboards. Trump tried to get these. Let's hear what Joe Biden said that was subtracted, edited out of his interview as it played with Earl Ingram when it aired on this network. Play it for the people.
I don't know if they even called for their hanging or not, but they said they were convicted of murder.
That was it. I don't know precisely. It seemed a little lacking in sentence structure. But the Biden campaign asked that both of those small sections of the interview be removed after the interview had been taped, after it had been scripted and orchestrated. They said, oh, yeah, and we need you to remove a couple of things, which was done, according to Civic Media's own admission today in a press release format.
Pointless. Didn't have to be removed. 844-967-2789. Let's get back to the lines. Mike from Muscaday, you are up. Welcome, Mike. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I tell you what. I'm loving it. The left is having a mental breakdown that I just can't.
Mental breakdown how, Mike? What's the mental challenge here?
That's what happens when you weaponize the judicial system. It comes back to bite you right in the ass.
So it's karma? Is that what you're saying?
I will kiss the Trumpster's ass all the way to the White House and in the Rose Garden.
Yeah.
You can bet it, my man. Hey, love you guys.
And
keep it up.
Eventually, Mike, he's going to discard you like he does everybody else. Be careful what you wish for.
Probably won't even take you furniture shopping.
967-2789. It's not a mental breakdown, man. I mean, we're being straight. We're addressing the issues. We're dealing with them head on. If anything, it's transparency. It's character. It's holding our own to the standard that we believe in. Unlike you, Mike from Muscaday,
they have no standards.
Felonious. I'm sorry.
I just said they have no standards. Yeah, I know you were about to lay out all these standards and character items they lack for. I didn't mean to break your rhythm. Sorry, buddy.
We don't have the time. You can Google it. What's wrong with Trump? 844-967-2789. Our pal from the leftist coast, L.A. Tom, you're up. Welcome, Tom. What do you got?
Hey, Tom.
I got a question. When are we going to start talking about the pedophile that Donald Trump is and what he did with that?
Monday at the RNC, sir. By the way, Tom. While I know there was a lawsuit that was filed and retracted claiming that Donald Trump had sex with a 13-year-old at Epstein's mansion, Ted Lieu on the floor of the House yesterday, Thibaut Dom.
Yep.
And when I say Thibaut Dom, he made a statement that Epstein and Trump are linked through the call logs. They're all over the trial records. And that is not true, Tom.
That is accurate, actually, Crudy. They are linked through the call logs.
Well, the statement made by Ted Lieu was factually inaccurate, Tom. It got four Pinocchios from the Washington Post. And if nothing else, we tell the frickin' truth around here. So that was not true. Trump is not linked to Epstein through the trial documents.
All I've got to say is that Project 2025, whether you are a conservative with principles and are a good person, you should not be voting for Project 2025, because that's what you are voting for, an authoritarian dictator. And also, I thought the interview with Earl was always edited, because to me it didn't sound like a give and take. It sounded more like Joe Biden doing a monologue is really what it sounded like. So I really kind of thought that originally. I didn't really think that there was anything. And he did the other interview with some other
Sanders in Philadelphia.
Yeah. And he said the same thing about the blacks. So I don't know, why they would even want to edit that out, because it was already said in another interview as well. But I just think that, like I said, this guy met with Viktor Orban and Mar-a-Lago.
He's doing it tonight.
All you conservatives out there, just remember, remember, you're going to end up in the freaking camp as well. It's not just, you know, not just
I know, Kyle. They don't get it. They don't quite understand what the fascism really means. Thank you for the call. And this thing with the Biden administration, you know, asking for this and laying this out the way they did, this is an absolute unforced error. I don't think with you, Tom, if that would have played out, no one would have said boo. Yeah, there's Biden. Okay, keep moving.
And we'd be talking more about the fact that Donald Trump is hosting Viktor Orban at Mar-a-Lago tonight. Joe Biden's got a press conference about 45 minutes from now, perhaps the most important press conference of his life. But today kind of feels like a Limp Bizkit tune. Kind of stepped on it, Dom. When do I get my cookie? More Devil's Advocates! 844-967-2789.
Hey! Hey!
Sixty percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil Radio Show. Phone lines open, going back there at next. 844-967-2789. Tom from McFarland, you are up. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, in regards to the right wing and our supposed mental breakdown, I think this is what happens when democracy is working. We're supposed to hold our leaders to account. And remember how they were all about the people should have the decision to choose for the candidate of their choice? Well, here we have the Democrats recognizing that Biden does not, in fact, walk on water, that he is, in fact, just a mortal man, unlike the Trump sycophants who still convinced that Trump is the second coming. And there's absolutely no way that they will ever break ranks with Trump, no matter what Trump does. So I'm actually liking how things are playing out within the Democratic Party of taking a solid look as far as who it is that's going to represent us. There's nothing wrong with having these conversations.
But Tom, let me ask
a mental breakdown.
Let me ask you this, though, sir. If Biden does not step aside, he has certainly been damaged by the narrative, do you think?
Sure. But he's also coming back from it. That's a narrative that's starting to play out, too, that people, as that freak out starts coming down, and especially if we don't have a media that is constantly portraying Biden as being gaffe prone and ignoring Trump, I think that we're going to start seeing a little bit more of a turnaround. Right now we have polls that are saying that they're back to where they used to be, which is a neck and neck tie.
Relatively static in the polls since the debate. I've seen differing coverage depending on who you believe. The swing states, though, and unfortunately, it's not the nation that decides. The popular vote really doesn't determine the presidency. It's electoral college, right? Wisconsin is the only state that Biden is tied with Trump. In every other swing state, he trails by up to 1% to like 6 or 8%. According to the Washington Post today, that's all of them, man. He can't do the math and get there from here without a few more swing states. At minimum, he's got to win, talking about Biden, assuming he's the candidate, he's got to win Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, or there is no road to the White House.
But we also got to keep in mind that the election isn't going to be tomorrow, that the time that we have is a lifetime in politics. I mean, look at how quickly things turned around just post the debate. Who's to say that coming down the pike, there's going to be a lot more, especially as Trump is starting to get more of a scrutiny underneath him and his own gaffes and his own prone errors. There could be a bounce back the other direction. We don't know.
Yeah,
but
Trump,
I do think tonight is going to be a big make or break moment for Biden. And if he has another one of his debate performances at the press conference, I think that he really has to start taking a long, hard look as far as his own next steps. And can he recover from two appearances where he's given that impression of not being up to the job? I think one time we can explain away of, yeah, he had a bad night, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, Obama, with his one debate against Romney, he completely tanked it. But he came back from that. And I think that the American people are willing to give Biden the benefit of the doubt that, okay, you had a bad night. Let's see what you do next. I don't think they're going to give him another one. And if he has a bad night tonight, then, yeah, that's, I think it's going to be anything goes at that point. And
Tom, appreciate your thought. Want to get to a few more callers before the top of the hour. Just so you know, everyone listening to the sound of my voice, Joe Biden's got a press conference in about 35 minutes. And that's what he was referencing. And this is a NATO press conference. This is the president and the open press. And it's going to be a free-for-all. And Joe Biden's got to be able to handle random shouted questions, be able to differentiate, draw distinctions, say, I'll take that guy. Give me your best. And then be able to handle and give coherent answers. And, you know, I think even since the debate, every single test has been a failure. The interview with Black Talk Radio, they scripted it, they edited it. It has been a disastrous failure. The interview with George Stephanopoulos, he didn't reassure anyone. Well, I'm going to get a participation trophy for trying. The end of the interview, when he asked him, what if you don't beat Trump? What if you're not up to the job? What happens then, Joe? Will you have regrets? No, I'll feel good. I'll give my best shot. It's not about you, Joe. It's about the nation. It's about democracy. It's about history. So, anyways, I'm not clear if Joe's going to make it to the weekend. And I think it would be an absolutely good thing at this strange and weird time in political history we live in if Kamala Harris becomes the top of the ticket. And don't be shocked if after this NATO week is over, if Biden does the right thing and steps down. 844-967-2789. Watertown, a popular town today. Annie, you're next. Welcome. What do you got?
Hey, Annie.
Oh, what kind of world we live in? But I guess considering I have no life other than listening to the radio most of the time, there was no hiding of any editing because I thought, well, you know, what are they editing? You know, why are they editing? Whatever. But I know it was stated on the radio station over the airwaves that, oh, we'll have the interview, you know, it's being edited. So it wasn't being hidden. I know. I swear up and down because I thought, well, why do they have to edit it? But
Annie, Sage wouldn't have come on. Sage Wild, the CEO of Civic Media, would not have come on and made the disclosure he did at 4:05 today if they had made a prior disclosure. If they had worked in transparency prior, if they'd have just said no to the Biden campaign, this would not be the international story it is today. And Joe Biden's got a press conference in 32 minutes. Don't be shocked if Joe Biden gets asked about this today. Come back with us. A happier, happy hour. Dem, you got tequila? Hope you have sufficient
tequila.
I don't
think there's enough in the world, man.
You know, when I get home tonight, I'm going to the liquor store. I'm just saying. It's not going to be that happy, but it'll be an hour, and it's next with the most important press conference in Joe Biden's life. Stick around. I know you will.